Good morning. It is 10:31 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, joined by...
Oh,
I didn't turn your mic on, so...
No. Oh, see? Now, see, I was saying something you didn't know.
Now you're officially a co-host, because I used to do that to MR all the time.
I'm Joanne Dennison. Yes.
And we're so excited. We have John Murphy here from Revision Energy. We're going to have a great conversation, and I just found out that you were a podcaster, so that's pretty cool.
I am. That's why they gave this segment to me.
Awesome.
And, thanks for having me, and thanks for fitting me in between all the Beatles programming that this station has on schedule today.
Anytime. I know I got in my car the other day, and the Beatles were on, and we got home from school. My daughter was like, Dad, Mom was listening to the Beatles today.
She knew who they were.
Oh, hey, she knows the Beatles, yeah.
Well, yep. Good. Not bad for a five-year-old.
Hey, you know, we try. So let's talk about Revision Energy and what your mission is.
Definitely. So our mission is to lead a clean energy transition throughout New England. And to switch as many people off of fossil fuels and onto renewable energy technologies as possible. And so us getting the...
Stop. Right there. Okay. Sorry.
It's like, okay.
Explain what that means to people. You're used to that, but fossil fuels start there and then what you're looking for. Okay.
Fossil fuels, oil, gas. Okay. And so us being a renewable energy, a coal, another good one.
From West Virginia.
So, us being a renewable energy company, we offer solar, air source heat pumps, battery backup technology, electric vehicle charging. So the more that we can switch people over to sort of becoming their own power plant with their house and taking a 100% renewable household approach is what we're all about.
There we go. Sorry, just thought some people might not be as familiar with some of the terms.
Yeah, so. Definitely. That was pretty
inside.
And
then we'd lose you, like, from the beginning. So.
We're all in this together.
Okay.
And you are out and about in Lowell a ton right now.
Yeah.
So let's tell folks about that, because I'm sure they'll be seeing more of you.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys see any white Priuses or Chevy Bolts with the Revision logo, feel free to stop us, have a chat. So we won the bid for the Solarize Lowell Plus campaign. A couple months back, and so that's a program through the Mass Clean Energy Center and the town of Lowell. They wanted to pick a contractor to come in and help, you know, lead a clean energy transition for the town and get businesses and homeowners on board with going.
Isn't
this.
That cool? Yeah, there were like seven or eight companies that bid for it, and Revision Energy.
Wow. Yeah. That's very exciting that the city would even think of, like, leading a charge for it.
Leading a charge.
L-E-E-Z.
Sorry.
Right. What does that look like? Like, what do you, that's the big picture of what you're tasked with. What does that look like day to day? Like, how will someone see the difference?
In terms of switching over to going solar?
Yeah. Well, just everything. Like, what are they going to see? Is the city itself doing this with its properties also? Or it's about the residents and other businesses?
Yeah. So it's a lot of community engagement. The more we can drive homeowners and businesses to, you know, reach out to our volunteers, the Solarize Lowell program, Revision Energy, and sort of help guide them. Going forward with a solar project or a heat pump project, something like that.
Yeah, that's a
heat pump.
A lot of
the Mitsubishi ductless mini splits. They're heating cooling.
Yeah, the ones that we can put up on the walls.
Yeah.
Without like ripping the walls apart to put a whole central air system in or something.
Yeah, and so our company takes a whole house approach, but the two technologies offered in the Solarize discount program are solar. Specifically, and air source heat pumps. So those are the two that can get discounted. But you can, you know, when looking into greening up your home or business, there are other options that we also offer.
So who is able to participate in Solarize Lowell?
Anybody. So anybody who pays an electric bill can participate, because there's, you know, plenty of opportunities to for residents with roof space to put solar up, or anyone who's trying to. Put a heat pump in, they can do that as well. But even apartment renters can go down the community solar road. And if you contact us through Solarize Lowell, or just reach out to our team over at Revision, we can walk you through all your options.
Very cool. So if somebody came to your house, would you just walk through and tell you kind of the whole shebang, anything that could be done within your home?
Yeah, great question. And so what the way we kind of set it up is... anyone who wants to go forward can contact us or contact Solarize Lowell, and they'll talk to our solar advisors, and they'll just sort of ask them a series of questions, what their energy profile is on their house, what they're trying to do, goals, that sort of thing. That way, when, you know, people like myself go out, the design specialists, we know what their goals are, and we can just sort of dive right into mm-hmm. whether they're trying to go solar, trying to go heat pump, trying to do the whole house approach, that sort of thing.
So for people that plan on selling, let's say, within the next 3 to 5 years, and they're hesitant about putting panels on their house, what would you tell them about that?
It's a great question. And, you know, we have seen, we have several studies that show that this does increase the value of your home, because if you're going to buy a house and there's one house with an empty roof and the other house has panels up on its roof, and it's going to offset your electric bill, and you don't have to pay an electric bill in that house going forward, that's a nice selling point.
That's interesting, because I've seen things through the realtors where it has said just the opposite. And I realize it also may deal with neighborhood, city or town, like whether it's a thing people are looking for or something that could be a deterrent. So I think, and are they buying the solar panels or renting them? Because I know there's two different ways you can do solar panels.
Great question. So we only do ownership models, either through, you know, cash purchase or financing option. We don't do leases, and that's what's given people mm-hmm. a lot of trouble in the past on the
right.
real estate side of things. So the ownership model, if you can come in and have your electric bill offset, that's... You know, that's a great end game for people.
Yeah, and it's pretty common now to see the solar panels on the roof. So
I think it's becoming more so.
Definitely.
And I think it's, again, in certain geographical areas and certain towns, more so than other towns, too.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Definitely. And, you know, I think one of the things that lends to that is there's been a lot of solarized programs throughout Massachusetts. So a lot of these towns that have hopped on board mm-hmm. with it early, you'll see panels up in those towns. Arlington, Somerville, Lexington, towns like that, where you'll see Gloucester. You know, everywhere you go, there's solar panels. And so that's cool that that we're getting in on the ground level with Lowell.
And do homeowners get some kind of rebate back from the state or the city or federal for doing any of this stuff?
Yeah, another great question. That is the nice thing about solar. There's a 30% federal tax credit for anyone who goes solar. There's also, in Massachusetts, there's a $1,000 state income tax credit. There's the smart incentive mm-hmm. program, which credits you for the production of your system right on your bill. And so all those together, and in Lowell, on top of that, there's the solarize discount. So that's kind of
all. So the city of Lowell is also doing things in terms of financially to help a homeowner with it?
Yeah, and so we kind of like agreed to a pricing structure with the town of Lowell and with the Mass Clean Energy Center. And so that's where people are getting their discount. There's that Solarize Lowell discount price on top of all those incentives.
As a homeowner.
Yes. And how often do you, I mean, how long is this good for? So if you want to start exploring this option, because Solarize Lowell is in... It's like a six-month campaign,
It's
correct?
A six-month campaign, and we started right in September, so we're a little over 2 months into this, so ends in February.
And you have a lot of volunteers out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of great volunteers out there, and we had our kickoff a couple weeks back and had a good turnout for that.
Great. I think people are excited about it.
I hate to say I missed all of this. Like, I mean, I realize I don't live in the city of Lowell, but I thought I was at least aware of things, but I knew none of this, and I'm guessing I'm not the only person.
That's why it's good that you're on here to educate all the listeners out
Definitely.
There about it. And you have another event coming up, a solar tour. What does that entail?
We do have a solar tour coming up at the Potwin residence. They were one of the first families to go solar under the Solarize
Excellent.
Program, and so... You can look up all of our events on the solarizelowell.com mm-hmm. website, and also I got a couple details on that event. It's at 463 Douglas Road in Lowell, and that's on December 1st from 9 to 11 a.m. And the Potwins are a really cool family because they already had solar, but seeing what they could do with heat pumps, they were like, why don't we get a larger solar array and switch over to heat pumps, and that way we will become basically our own power plant from a heating, cooling standpoint. So
That's
they're
really
a really cool family.
And then you also have an event coming up, I think tomorrow at Eastern Bank. There's going to be an event in the evening, and we should have that information on our website. But if you're listening and you're interested, it's actually tonight. Tonight. I was going to say, tonight is Thursday. I was thinking it was Wednesday. So tonight from 5 to 8, I believe.
I think it's 6 to 7:30, and it's right down the road here on Central Street.
50 Central Street. And they're providing pizza and information.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't go wrong with pizza and information.
It's Thursday night, he wants to cook. So, you know. Do we have a couple more minutes? Because I had another question for him. Okay. What a surprise. So you were talking about people who live in apartments.
Yeah.
So tell me what kinds of things they could do. You were saying they can go out into the community and learn. But I'd like to know an example. I mean, we have all these people who live in these beautiful mill buildings who obviously are into, you know, greening the city by, you know, renovation and things like that. What can someone in an apartment do to participate in this? How can they participate?
It's a good question. It's a lot easier for people in condos and their own homes to participate in this. But as we're switching over into the smart incentive program, that makes it a lot easier for companies like us to start community solar farms. And so there are options for condo owners, homeowners to buy into those. But we do have programs with some of our financing partners where they can get basically a credit on their bill for participating in a community solar farm. So it's not as great of an opportunity for apartment renters, but there used to be no opportunity for them to go solar. So now we're seeing where they can get about 10% off of what they currently pay if they want to go solar. And if you're a condo owner where you sort of own your your meter, it's a little easier to participate in owning your own solar system.
And are there solar farms? There are solar farms going up in Lowell, and are any of the municipal buildings? Yep, sorry, city, but I'm going to ask you this question: are the municipal buildings, are they going to start having some of them that are appropriate have solar panels and solar on the city land?
Yeah, another good question. I don't know of any going up right now, but that's our goal, definitely through this program. And I think, you know, community solar, the definition of it, it doesn't get much more community solar than if a municipal building here in town is feeding homeowners throughout the city.
Yep.
That would be a really cool way to...
I know the LRTA, which is the Lowell Regional Transit Authority, they have solar panels on their roof.
They recently did
that maybe 2 years ago. And then they're also on the boulevard. I believe it's maybe the water plant has solar panels. Like their whole grassy area is covered with panels.
Well, I'm just thinking with all the things going on in the Hamilton Canal District and all the forethought they're putting into environmental impact and everything, I'm just curious if they're implementing those there. So, just curious.
Well, Joanne's going to be down at City Hall today.
They're going to say, move here before you say it.
It's good to get the conversation going, though, and getting people excited about
it
and educated.
Could make it more attractive to move to Lowell, too, definitely. To know that a city is behind it.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And with our, you know, I touched on our mission pre-explanation on how we're trying to lead a clean energy transition. A solarized fits right into that. This is a town trying to have their own clean energy transition, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we're happy to have you here. Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about Revision Energy and the Solarize Lowell program that you're running?
No, not too much else. I would say if you want to learn more about the program, about us, feel free to check out solarizelowell.com or go to revisionenergy.com, call into our office. I used to be a solar advisor, so anyone who has any questions, we'd be happy to answer it. And if you want to set up a site visit, we can do it right there. And that's about it.
Here's one other question. Any other communities in the immediate area and the chambers, you know, area that is participating in these programs, or is it only Lowell?
Right now it's only Lowell.
Okay.
But anyone can go solar. We're in the state of Massachusetts.
Right. But I'm thinking other municipalities, the fact that Lowell is leading this charge, how wonderful if some other communities in the area also chose to step forward and do that.
I see that happening. The municipal leaders in this area collaborate and work together and talk a lot. So I'm sure that will be down the pipeline if it hasn't already been, you know, already.
Yep. A lot of visionary people.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this
thanks
is really
for having
interesting.
Me on.
And anytime you want to come back on, just let us know. You know how to find us. So
of course.
Thank you very much. We're going to take our final break on Chamber Chat today. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.
Today, everyone's buying local. Maybe that's why so many people get their mortgage from Align Credit Union. Align is homegrown. They're from here, and they know home buying. Since 1922, Align's been providing expert guidance, customized loan options, and making all of their decisions, you guessed it, locally. To learn more, visit AlignCU.com. Align Credit Union, connecting all your banking needs. Equal housing lender, NMLS ID 423-280.
When a loved one or an old friend passes, and you're thinking of the family as they gather to remember, nothing says you care like a beautiful floral arrangement from A. Belvedere Florist in Lowell. For three generations, they've been creating tasteful and meaningful sentiments through flowers. At A. Belvedere, they can guide you to be sure your arrangement is a fitting tribute for the occasion. Visit them at 638 Rogers Street in Lowell, or call 978-937-1313. From their family to yours, online at abelvedereflorist.com.
Why are so many people switching to Clark Insurance for their business, personal, and benefits insurance? It's simple. At Clark Insurance, they answer their phones and are quick with solutions. They offer great coverage at competitive rates, and they really like the people they serve. Give them a call at 978-459-0505. That's 459-0505. Or stop by their office. Just look for the golden black sign at 327 Gorham Street in Lowell. Clark Insurance. They know more, so you can worry less.
Those serving in our military, they're the difference makers. Separated from family, enduring hardships far from home. Sacrificing for their country while serving in a different country. Well, for those of us who support our armed forces through the USO, we get to make a difference too. Through the USO, we get to be the force that delivers the phone call between spouse and deployed service member. The force that brings newborn and new parent together through a delivery room video chat. And the force that makes sure our military, serving 7,000 miles away, gets to watch the big game from a USO center. We get to be the force behind the forces, connecting them to every comfort of family, home, and country possible. It's a good feeling to make a difference. Visit uso.org/force to learn how you can be the force behind the forces.
Hi, this is Sarah, owner of The Social Pup, Lowell's premier downtown dog daycare and grooming center. Does your dog shed all over? Does he look like he could be a meme for the Mondays? Do friends and family leave the room when he walks in? We can help. With the holidays right around the corner, we want to make your pup look, feel, and smell fabulous. We have shampoos that help with shedding and seasonal smells so your dog can smell as delicious as apple pie, creme brulee, sugar cookie, or chai latte. Our groomers are top-notch and will pamper your pooch with a beautiful cut and style. Grooming is by appointment and includes the bath, nails, ear cleaning, and a style. We don't use cage dryers, so your pup will have our full attention from start to finish. Mention you heard us on WCAP, and I will give you $5 off your appointment. Stop by The Social Pup, 34 Jackson Street in Lowell. Like us on Facebook or find us online at thesocialpup.com.
Good morning. It is 10:50 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into the final segment today. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, joined by... I did it again. What's the matter with me? I was off 1 week, and I don't remember how to turn on a mic.
Never mind. I don't have a name, and I'm not really here.
Oh,
she's blocking me out, people.
Joanne Dennison. Definitely not blocking her out. And we're very excited. We have Shamir Rivera here from Project Learn. No stranger to chamber chat.
Thank you so much for having us.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great. So let's talk about Project Learn and some of the programs that you support.
Absolutely. So Project Learn works really closely with the public schools to fund programs and services to inspire today's youth and equip them with skills, knowledge, and mindset for their future. Some of the programs that we help fund include our Book Nook program for young kids, and after-school STEM clubs at a few of the middle schools here in Lowell, a PALS mentoring program, which is at Lowell High for kids at risk of not graduating. And then most recently, we funded a Girls Who Code club at the middle schools and high school.
So cool. I love all your programs.
Well, they're centered around, a lot of them are centered around books. So that right away, I'm actually reading a book right now called, something like The Most Important Book I Ever Read. And it's really cool because it's just about a story about people picking the book.
Oh, interesting.
And I think all of us, if we thought, you know, a childhood book, an adult book, and to me, that I think that's why I think so much about what you do, is because all of us had books that impacted us.
Definitely.
Absolutely. We actually see that a lot when we have folks volunteering to sort books. They freak out when they see, oh, this book, that book, that book.
And I remember reading this in fifth grade.
Yeah, so we sort for 2 hours because, like, at least a half hour, 45 minutes is stopping to talk about books.
You're like if you're going to stop and talk about books, come early so we can get on time.
No, I love it. I love it. It warms my heart.
But this is it. They're passing on their passion for books.
Exactly.
And that
books
seems
in
like,
their hands.
Yeah. I know. It makes a big difference. Whenever one of the kids comes over to me with a book to read to them, I, like, can't say no. Like, I could be rushing in the morning, and then Milo, like, walks over and goes, book. I'm like, okay, come here. Like, how do you say no?
Yeah, your child wants to read a book.
Exactly. Yeah, and kids just love books, and it's such a great way to connect, you know, and bond as well.
Yeah, and what a great way to start learning. I mean,
definitely.
And that's what seems to be what you're all about. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Can I talk more about the Book Nook program?
Yes,
since we're already chatting about it. So for folks who might not know,
we don't go on script. Yeah, we're not. I'm not good.
Our Book Nook program is it came out of a Lowell Loves to Learn initiative to encourage early childhood education. And we have right now 15 bookshelves in the city of Lowell. They're in different places like CMAA, the Y, Boys and Girls Club, Eastern Bank. They're one of our big Book Nook supporters. And when families go to those locations, kids can take a book home for free. Our target
really?
Page, oh, yeah, they can take it. It's theirs to keep.
I didn't catch that last time I met you.
Well, good. I'm glad we're talking about it again.
So it's like their own little library, like those little ones on the street and everything like
exactly.
that. Or we go into Starbucks and take one as an adult.
Exactly. Yep. Our target age is 0 to 8, so we're really targeting early reading, although we are piloting some teenage books at the Boys and Girls Club and Teen Block, which will be really cool.
Oh, cool.
And right now, what we're really looking for, actually, are board books. So those baby books, we're in pretty desperate need of them. So what we're starting to realize is so many people don't donate them because they just never make it. They get ripped. The babies chew on them. So if folks do have baby books, board books at home, we definitely need those. We need all ages, 0 to 8, but the board books are where we need most. And we're talking about volunteering. We also do sortings 2 times a month, and people can go to projectlearninc.org/booknooks, and there's a link to sign up to volunteer to sort books. It really is so fun.
And what a great thing to do around the holidays if you're looking to ask your guests to kind of bring something to give back instead of hostess gifts, have them bring books.
I got one. And if you're part of a book club, it's because I'm reading a book about a book club right now. That's probably what made me think of it. But what an awesome way to do your holiday thing is everyone brings books to go to.
Wonderful. Thank you. No, that's a great idea.
So we have a couple minutes left. I want to talk about your citywide family council that you've been doing to kind of engage the community.
Yes. So the citywide family council, it is over a year and a half, almost 2 years of school community engagement. And so we've had a lot of meetings with family members and community agencies to talk about how to improve education in the Lowell Public Schools and continue to improve it. And so we kicked off this September, a citywide family council. You don't actually have to have kids in school in Lowell Public Schools to attend. We just had to give it a name, and that's what we came up with. And
takes a village to raise a child.
Exactly. So that council, the purpose of it is really to inform decisions for the district, for superintendent, for the school committee on what's important to families and kids. And so our next meeting is actually Tuesday, November 27th at the STEM Academy, the Rogers School on Highland Street. I'm going to get that right.
Yep, right.
We doors open at 5:30. We'll have dinner. We offer childcare. If you need interpretation, so if English is not your strong language, we do offer interpretation services. We just ask that folks RSVP so we know what languages we need to try to cover. And so you can RSVP on our website, yourvoicematterslowell.org. So the whole initiative is called Your Voice Matters.
Yeah,
so
very powerful.
Our website. Thank you.
And if folks want to get in touch with you in particular to talk about the Book Nook or the Citywide Family Council or all the other great things that you're doing, sorting books.
Yes, you can. There's a few ways. You can email us info@projectlearninc.org is our email address. We are also on social media, so our Facebook page is getting very active, Project Learn Lowell. And then, of course, our website is another easy way to get in touch, www.projectlearninc.org.
I can't believe that was, like, that's such a great name that that name wasn't taken before.
Your Voice Matters?
No, like, Project Learn.
Yeah.
It's just such a great, powerful name, so.
Thank you, yeah.
Kudos to you guys.
I didn't come up with it, but I like it.
Take claim for it, it's okay.
It was all me.
Of course.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was so much fun having you. Thank you to my co-host, Joanne Dennison, for joining as well.
Always excited to be here. I learned. Look how much I learned
today. I know. I learn every time. And thank you all for listening. We hope that you learn too. Please check out our website at greaterlowellchamber.org. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where everybody gets it.